All right, the WNBA playoffs start tonight. So we turn again to Lindsay Gibbs, sports reporter at Think Progress and the co-host of the feminist sports podcast, Burn It All Down. She says one of the most exciting matchups in the playoffs is tonight.
The Los Angeles Sparks and the Minnesota Lynx, the two teams who played in the finals the last 2 years, will face off in the first round in one game winner-takes-all series.
Whoa.
So you definitely will want to tune into that. The way the WNBA playoffs are set up, the first round is a single elimination, two games. Second round is single elimination, two games. And the top two seeds get a bye to the semifinals. So you'll have the Seattle Storm and the Atlanta Dream waiting for their opponents.
So the Las Vegas Aces finished their inaugural season just one spot out of the playoffs, but they forfeited this crucial game a few weeks ago because of a series of plane delays, and it meant that they were traveling for 26 hours straight, landing only a few hours ahead of their game. This was the first time a team in the league had forfeited a game. What was the result of all this? What was the fallout?
Yeah, well, it was quite a dramatic thing. As you mentioned, they only got to Washington, D.C., where they were supposed to play against the Washington Mystics, about 4 hours before tip-off. The league was able to postpone the start of the game 1 hour, but ultimately the Aces players said, "We have been in the airport all night. We have been traveling on flights. We have not slept. We have not, eaten properly. And we're afraid that if we play this game, that we're at the risk of injury." And that's a very legitimate concern that they had. So the league ended up saying that they forfeited the game. So I think what ended up happening was this has really galvanized the players and brought this issue into the light. I've had a lot of WNBA players from multiple teams tell me versions of, they kind of took one for the team here. They drew attention by forfeiting this game to a larger issue that all WNBA players are incredibly concerned about, and they're hopeful that this will give them some more leverage in their upcoming contract negotiations.
What's that issue? Is it the amount of travel, the workload, the way they do travel? What is the issue?
Yeah, I think all of the above. So they just travel on regular flights like you and me back in coach.
Wow.
And so that doesn't give them much flexibility.
And they're taller than you and me, I imagine.
Just slightly. I don't know your height, but I'm assuming it's not 6'8".
Right.
So yeah, so that's incredibly grueling. And they often change time zones and don't have a day off in between their travel and the game like it is required in the NBA. Mm. They're just asked to put their bodies through so much. And you have to remember when the WNBA, most players are playing this four-month WNBA season for much less money than they actually earn overseas during the more traditional basketball season. So if they injure themselves during the WNBA season, that can often keep them from being able to sign a contract overseas where they earn the bulk of their money.
You referenced work conditions and then pay, and later this fall, the league is facing this big moment over a collective bargaining agreement, and we've seen female athletes in soccer and hockey fight for higher wages. Is this the top issue, the wages of these WNBA players?
Wages and travel are absolutely the top two issues right now, and it's pretty exciting. So what's happening is they have to decide by October 31st if they are going to opt out of their current collective bargaining agreement. Now, even if they opt out on October 31st, this current collective bargaining agreement is still good through the 2019 season. However, they just have to decide now. And what you're hearing from players is that there has never been momentum like this in the league. And I think it's due to what we've seen in other sports, as you mentioned, the U.S. women's national team in hockey and in soccer fighting for better pay and better accommodations. And also how you've seen the league really bind together when it comes to speaking out about issues of race.
Yeah.
A few years ago, they had a big Black Lives Matter movement where they really took on the league together when the league tried to fine them for wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. And that solidarity has just simply grown over the years.
Do you have any pick for who's going to win the championship this year as we move toward the playoffs?
Oh, gosh, it's so hard. The Storm look good, but I think the Washington Mystics, keep an eye on them. It might be a little home field bias here since they're the team I cover the most. But Elena Deladon is hard to count out.
Got it. Lindsay Gibbs is a sports reporter at Think Progress and the co-host of the feminist sports podcast, Burn It All Down. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.